I used to be a night shift security guard for a mall that was right in the heart of several neighboring towns. I was working the night shift alone when a motion sensor for one of the stores was triggered. This happened every now and again, but didn't necessarily mean that someone was in the building. Sometimes the air conditioning units were left on in the store, and it would blow some clothing hung up on a rail, triggering the sensor, or a poorly stacked display would fall over randomly. The first time I responded to a sensor trigger, my heart was beating out of my chest, and I was thinking anything and everything of what could have potentially triggered the sensor. It could be an intruder, a wild animal, or even a ghost. I'd walk around looking over my shoulder at every turn. Your mind will play tricks on you when you're alone in a secluded place at night. By the 10th time this happened, it just felt like another day at the office. The alarm would trigger, and I would follow protocol, which was to go and check in and around the store, and then document my findings. On this one night, a sensor triggered in one of the larger stores within the mall. This store had everything from toys to appliances to clothing. I attached my body cam, which we were made to wear if we left the office, and set off on my patrol. I arrived at the store, and nothing seemed unusual or out of place. The lights were energy-saving lights, so it didn't emit as much light as during the day, making it harder to see. I walked around the dimly lit store, checking for any signs of unusual activity. I checked behind the counters, walked all the aisles, and even checked the changing room stalls. All the curtains were pulled back on the stalls, so I could see straight into them without the need to physically go and check. To be honest, if there was someone in the store, there would be many places to hide that we didn't check. But as long as we followed protocol and walked around, there was no comeback. I didn't find anything, and I made my way back to the office. I then had to upload my body cam footage to our systems and record them in the file. I watched the body cam footage as it was uploaded to make sure I had checked everything correctly. As I was watching the footage, I saw something I had missed on my initial patrol. There appeared to be a pair of feet standing in one of the clothes rails I walked past. It could have just been a pair of shoes left out or thrown there by a customer who decided not to buy them but were too lazy to put them back. It happens more often than you'd think, so it hardly seemed worthy of calling for backup or the police. I walked back to the store, a little more on edge than I was the first time. We are not licensed to carry, and therefore had limited equipment to protect ourselves. Just mace and a nightstick, which I had never needed to use. Our duty was to observe and report. I arrived at where I had seen the feet standing in the clothes rail, and there was no one there. I went to stand at the area where the body cam caught the image, to see if there was maybe something that made it look as if someone was standing there, but there was nothing there. Again, I looked behind the counters, walked the aisles, but when I got to the changing room stalls, something was different. I noticed one of the curtains on the changing room stalls was closed. I specifically remember them all being open earlier, as I didn't have to go in to check them. I took out my mace and slowly started to walk towards the stalls.
"If anyone's in there, come out now. I'm armed and will shoot if necessary."
There was no movement and no one came out. I slowly approached and pulled back the curtains to find no one there. It was a sigh of relief, but I was now convinced someone else was in the store. I decided to make my way back to the office and call for assistance. As I was walking to the exit at the back of the store, I heard a noise behind me. It sounded like something being knocked or moved. I looked back, scanning from left to right and back again, when I noticed a mannequin standing on the edge of the sporting goods section. I didn't notice this earlier, but I wasn't 100% it wasn't there. I approached with caution and stood staring at the face, which was wearing a hockey mask. I couldn't really see what was underneath it due to the lighting, but then the head lifted up and eyes opened. I fell backwards, and before I could lift my arm to spray him with mace, the guy started to run towards the emergency exit. I started to run after him, but he was much faster than I was. He burst out of the doors into the parking lot, and I left him there. Observe and report. I'm not paid enough to chase someone out into the open. I had done my duty, so I ensured the doors were locked and made my way back to the office. It was reported to the police, but we were unable to find any footage of the man other than him being in that store after hours, and with no clear image of his face, there's nothing they could really do. This happened to me when I was 12, so almost 10 years ago. I went to our local mall with my mom, dad, and little sister. We were there to buy clothes for our upcoming vacation. I hated it. I was always made to try on clothes that I didn't like because my mom thought I looked cool. I was easy to shop for. Jeans and plain black t-shirts were my go-to, but I was never allowed to stay home. I think my mom cared more about us having a family day out together than actually shopping. Now that I'm older, I can appreciate why she would force us all out together, but at the time, I really didn't want to be there. I would complain and moan about anything and everything. Me and my sister would play this game to kill time and stop the boredom. If you made your forefinger and thumb into a circle and held it below your waist, you'd get to punch the other person if you can trick them into looking at it. At first, it's pretty easy to trick someone, as they're not really expecting it. But the more you trick each other, the more creative you have to be, and the harder the punches get when you're caught out. We had been playing this game for most of the day when I hit my sister a little harder than I probably should have. She started crying, which resulted in my mom shouting at me and telling me to grow up. I shouted something back about how it was always me that got into trouble, and I walked off to sit on the benches outside the store. After waiting there for about 10 minutes, I started to need the toilet. I wasn't really supposed to walk off on my own, especially going to the bathrooms. Mom would say, "You never know who's lurking." Up until the age of 10, she used to take me into the women's toilets, until she was told by a member of staff that I was too old to be in there. I looked around and decided to just run in and run back out again. I'd probably be back before they even knew I was gone. There was a long hall that led around to the men's toilets. As I walked in, a man was walking out with a dark green jacket on. He looked me right in the eyes as he walked past. As a kid, he looked kind of scary. He had scruffy hair and a beard. He didn't smell overly pleasant either. Sometimes you'd see homeless people coming into the mall to use the toilet facilities. They were occasionally escorted out if seen by the mall security guards, because they would wash their socks and underwear in the sink. These toilets were pretty close to an entrance that led out to the parking lot, so they could get in and out without being seen, for the most part at least. I didn't know if this guy was homeless, but he certainly looked and smelled like he was. I looked behind me as I went into the toilet, and the man was walking out. He didn't even look back. I went into one of the stalls, lifted the toilet seat, and started to relieve myself, when halfway through, I saw a flash. I didn't see where it came from, but I looked around. I couldn't see anything, so I continued to look when I saw a hand come over the top of the stall holding a camera. Someone was trying to take my picture. I didn't really see much other than the cuff of their jacket. It was the same color as the guy who looked at me as he walked out the toilets just a few moments before. I didn't even get a chance to finish pulling my jeans up and running out of there. I ran to find my mom and dad, who were at the bench looking for me, talking to one of the security there. I had splashed myself, and it was showing up pretty obviously on my blue jeans. My mom asked me what had happened, and when I told her, my dad ran straight into the toilets. The security guard tried to grab him, but no way would my dad let this guy try to get away. The security guard shouted for assistance on his radio and ran in after my dad. Both the security guard and my dad came out a few minutes later. They had checked the toilets, and they were empty. He must have managed to escape there before I did. The police were called in, and I had to give a statement and a description of the man I saw. I wasn't even confident it was him. They were able to pull some footage off the CCTV they had in the mall to add to a watch list. A few months later, my mom got a call. One of the security guards that was there that day saw the man, and upon recognizing him, he followed him into the toilet. He was caught in the act, taking a photo over the stall to some other unsuspecting kid. He was arrested, and the police checked his home to find a number of photographs of young boys, including myself. We were summoned to attend court at the trial, but but I was never called into the witness stand. The man pleaded guilty to all charges. I think he's out of prison now, but as a registered sex offender. On reflection, and now I'm a bit older, I don't think he meant to use the flash, but ultimately, it was the flash that gave him away. My mom was right to be worried. You just never know who's lurking. I had gone away with my friend Helen for a long weekend to spend some time together. We stayed in a hotel that was about 20 minutes away from the fourth largest mall in the US at the time. Me and my friend loved to shop, and this was one of the reasons why we decided to visit Costa Mesa in California. The first day of our trip, we went out for a late breakfast, and then headed straight to the mall to spend the whole day there shopping. We arrived at about 12 p.m. and walked around visiting the various retail shops within the mall. We visited one of the restaurants for dinner, and then continued on with our shopping. Around 6 p.m., I noticed a man in one of the shops we were in looking over towards us. He was a good-looking man, well-dressed, well-groomed, and certainly in good physical shape. Coincidentally, I had seen him in the last two shops we'd visited, but not in such a blatant manner. I mean, he was standing there and was practically staring right at me and my friend Helen. I thought maybe he took a liking to one of us, but didn't have the confidence to come up and use his best pickup line. We were both married, but it's still nice to have a flirt and get some attention every now and again. We continued shopping, and it appeared as though we lost him somewhere along the way. After finishing our day of shopping, we made our way back to the car about 7:30 p.m. I remember this being the time, as there was a giant clock in the last store we visited, and Helen was saying she couldn't believe how late it was, and that she wanted to go for a drink in the hotel bar. The mall closed at 8, so it wasn't long until all the stores would be closing its doors for the night. As we were walking towards the parking lot, I saw the same man from earlier, standing outside a small convenience store on his cell phone. He looked right at me, but didn't smile or give any kind of gesture, which seemed strange considering he blatantly followed us earlier in the day. We walked through the doors, which led straight into the parking lot. As we did, we could hear footsteps behind us. Both me and Helen picked up the pace to get back to the car. We looked back, but couldn't see anyone. We put all our bags on the back seat, got in the car, unlocked the doors, and drove out of there as quickly as we could. As we were heading towards the parking lot exit, I noticed the same man on the phone watching us drive out of the lot. Me and Helen were talking about how weird it was. He was obviously following us, but didn't attempt to talk to us, and surely if he was going to attack us, he would have done it as we walked towards the car. As we were waiting at a red light, only 5 minutes away from the hotel, a car pulled up behind us, and two men got out. They ran up to the back of the car and smashed the back windows on either side. They told us if we attempted to drive away, they would follow us and kill us. I was frozen, and Helen shouted to them to take whatever they wanted. They took all our bags out of the back seat, ran back to their car, and reversed back before turning around and speeding off. We didn't have a chance to get the license plate, or even the make and model of the car as the headlights blinded us as it drove away in reverse. We reported everything to the police. They said it's likely the man who was watching us gave our details to someone waiting just outside the mall as we left, knowing we had bought expensive items, but it's likely that they could not link him to it. They later found a car which was found abandoned. It had been reported as stolen, but my driving license was found in the footwell of the car, so they related it to the robbing. I don't know if they ever caught the men.